Gerard Duffy from Tab, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you all.
Some movement in the premiership market. Where are we at in the NRL?
Well, we've got Penrith the faves at $3.30. Behind them, Brisbane are out to $5. Melbourne into $7. The Roosters out to $11. Then on the $13 line, Mido, we've got North Queensland and the Warriors. Manly 15. The rest are 21 or better. A lot of people asking about Souths. They were actually $9 before the season got underway. They were 11 into 9. They're currently 34, and to be honest, I don't think you could take it. But they're $3.25 to even make the 8, along with Parramatta, another side that plenty was expected from before the season. And at the other end of the table, before everything got underway, West Tigers were easily the best back to run last, or in that most losses market. Gold Coast now $1.60, and they look the goods, don't they? Oh. The Dragons are $6. West Tigers are $7, the Bulldogs $8, and South hot on their heels at $13. So, yeah, some amazing changes at the bottom end of things as well.
Wow. What about AFL flag market, Daff? How are the Giants looking?
Giants looking rather good, Clarkie. They are the $5 favourites, just ahead of Sydney at $6. Then we've got Melbourne and Carlton at $7, Collingwood $9, Port Adelaide going along quite nicely. They're now into $11. Geelong and Brisbane at $12. You were just talking, Loz, about that Thursday night match. Well, Lachie Neal is not 100%, but it looks like he's going to play with that ankle injury. They're pretty hefty outsiders, however. They're $2.85. Melbourne $1.43, a line there at 15.5 points in favour of the Demons. And Isaac Heaney is the standalone favourite to win the Brownlow. He was 12 2 weeks ago. He was 9 last week. We put him up at 7 on Monday. That's gone. He's into $6, ahead of Tom Green at $8, Marcus Bontempelli, Caleb Sarong, Christian Petrarca at $10, and the rest of $12 or better. And Connor Rozee, I don't think there's much doubt at all he would have got the 3 votes in Port Adelaide's win. He is into $13. So it's all looking good if you're a Sydney Swans or a GWS supporter.
Who was the favourite? Dacos, would he be in favourite at
Dacos
the start?
Dacos was the $5 favourite. He probably wouldn't have got a vote yet. He's at $13 now, so he's been well marked. The other big move has been Matt Rowell from the Gold Coast. He'd run through a brick wall. He's into $12 as well, and the Suns haven't been too bad. Even in that loss the other day, they were okay. Mm.
What about the golf this weekend? If you're a golfing fan, the Masters, it doesn't get any better, Dav.
No, it doesn't, Loz. We've got a lot of markets open and a lot more to come in the coming 24, 48 hours. Scott Scheffler, an easing favourite, 5 out to 6. Rory McIlroy, pretty solid at 12. John Rahm, of course, he won it last year. He's 14. Xander Schauffele's a little mover inwards over the last 24 hours, 19 into 17. Brooks Koepka, 19. At 21, Jordan Spieth, Hideki Matsuyama. Of the Aussies, we've got half a dozen in the field. The shortest of those is Cam Smith, who's been 26 out to 34 after missing most of the weekend with food poisoning. Minwoo Lee's there at $41. Jason Day on the same line. So there's a lot of markets open on it, as I said, but obviously the focus is on to win it. And just on that, a lot of those markets do close down or temporarily suspend once play gets underway on Thursday night, but the market to win it will remain open throughout. Once it's live betting, there's only two ways to bet, either over the telephone or if you're in a tab or a pub tab over the counter, but there's going to be plenty going on for the Masters this week.
Certainly is. Now, today in American basketball, and probably without notice here, Daff, it's the men's national championship in the NCAA.
March Madness finishes in April.
Yep.
UConn are the faves, $1.33. That's Connecticut, $1.33. Purdue, $3.35. A line there of 6.5 points in favour of Connecticut. And that minus is gone, I've seen the last hour or so. It's into $1.85. Of course, the NBA back tomorrow. I think all of them go around tomorrow. Maybe just a quick update on the NBA title. The Celtics are now clear favourites at $2.75 ahead of the Denver Nuggets at $4.50. Then out to $10 for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Clippers are 11, 17 or better for the rest. The Lakers have found a bit of form, but they're still $21 to win it.
Great stuff, Daff.
Thank you, Mitter. I appreciate the feedback.